Today on the Vegas Dog Moms podcast, Jess and I return one-on-one to share our top five favorite rescues and shelters, plus a bonus nonprofit. This episode is brought to you by Houndstown Henderson, a fully interactive dog daycare, boarding, and pet spa facility. With more than 7,000 square feet of spacious playrooms, luxury overnight dog boarding suites and townhomes, plus a state-of-the-art doggy day spa, Houndstown Henderson offers a fully interactive doggy daycare, overnight dog boarding, and grooming services. It's the place for dogs to be dogs. Their facility offers a natural pack environment that allows dogs to play in groups of other dogs their own size, temperament, and playstyle, all day long socialization that contributes to a greatly balanced life for a dog. They provide reliable and affordable doggy daycare in Henderson. Their unique pet facility is designed as a town for dogs, complete with a cinema, a barbershop, a firehouse, a police station, and best of all, a pet hotel with luxury suites. Visit the show notes at VegasDogMoms.com to download our exclusive coupon for 10% off your first service, and be sure to tell Jessica that Vegas Dog Mom sent you. Now let's get to the episode.
You're listening to the Vegas Dog Moms podcast.
I'm Alexa, the Mindful Dog Mom.
And I'm the dogtographer behind Pet Project by Jess.
We are pet professionals obsessed with our dogs.
Explore the life of a dog mom.
Where all breeds are welcome.
Every episode, we will teach you new tricks.
And interview trustworthy experts who make pet lives better.
We are the Vegas Dog Moms. Hello, and welcome to episode 9.
We are back, and today is going to be a really great episode.
Yes, it is. We are 1 week out from Super Zoo, so Yes. What are you most excited about checking out while you're there?
You know, Super Zoo is literally like Disneyland for me. Like, it's like going to Disneyland and just having fun, getting to see all the new products, meet new brands, see brands that, or reconnect with brands that I've always loved, and also just get to hang out with good friends. So
do you know like the list of vendors that will be there, or is it kind of like a surprise when you show up each year?
I do know a good amount of vendors, and what's funny too is Green Juju is actually using my garage as storage right now. They've been literally shipping like one by one pieces of their booth, and Kelly's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. I work from home. It's okay. So literally like every day a random package for Green Juju will show up, and I'll just have to stick it in my garage, whether it's like stickers or shelving or something. And it's just fun getting to help them prepare for the convention too.
Well, that's fun. Yeah, I remember seeing video from last year. They had like crazy grooming competitions, and there used to be a show on TV about like a grooming competition where they did like insane designs on the dogs and colors and all kinds of things. But I remember seeing that they had one of those going on. And I know that this is for pet vendors specifically. I know it sounds like, oh, Super Zoo, anyone who likes pets can come, but it's pet suppliers, people in the pet industry, pet business, if you do some kind of pet service. So groomers, pet sitters, people with little shops and stuff, that's who can go. And this year I'm going to get to go with you. So that'll be my first time ever going. So I am very excited. And I know we've got some networking things going on too while we're there. So that'll be awesome to do. I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, we will report back on all of the things that happen. By the time this airs, it will have just ended. So the following episode will have all about Super Zoo. But yeah, other than that, this week, Ellie's Gotcha Day / birthday is this coming Saturday. And so I had to do her birthday shoot. So we went out to a park at sunrise and took her pictures eating her cake and wearing her bandana. And we got the cutest cake from the Barkery. I will have pictures of it all over my Instagram page. It's like purple, like drip around it with these like blue and pink flowers like cascading around it. It looks like a miniature like wedding cake or something. She makes the prettiest cakes and they're great for photo shoots. Like they photograph really well. So I have plenty of photos of those and then pictures of her eating it and then pictures of her with us. And it's just going to be adorable. So she will be 8 because we adopted her in 2017 when she was 2 years old. And every single year we do pictures of her and then with her because it's always great to have the memories each year because you never know how much time you have with them, but we all know it's never long enough. But I always try to encourage people to do birthday sessions for their dogs to commemorate and celebrate. The only issue is her birthday gift that I got her are the cutest shoes ever, and they're so popular that they are delayed in shipping. They had to reach out to me and let me know that they'd be coming a little late, but when she does get them, I will talk about those because the cutest little shoes for her feet, like in her favorite colors. So yeah, it'll be cute. But so currently this week I'm editing those photos and getting them prepped for posting. And again, when you see the pictures of the cake, you're gonna like freak out. So you can get those from The Barkery. She's got plenty of options and designs and colors and does the cutest stuff. So just shout out to her. And other than that, what's new in your world this week?
Yay! That's so exciting, and happy birthday to Ellie. I'm glad her tootsies are gonna be cute in those little shoes. I think that's really it for me. I've literally just been like collecting those green juju packages and updating.
You're just becoming
the directory.
A hoarder.
I know, right? I almost feel like I am. Just updating the directory. It is my goal to have every single rescue listed on our directory by the end of this week. So hopefully I can get that done.
Very cool. All right. Well, with that, what are we talking about this week?
Well, today we are going to talk about nonprofits that truly make pet lives better in Las Vegas and why you should adopt and not shop.
Yes, so let's get into it. First up is Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. This place is where I adopted Ellie from, and not only do they provide essential spay and neuter services for all the stray cats and preventative vet care at their clinic, they do Pups on Parole, which is a program to help rehabilitate people and dogs, and I think it's a great program that they do there. And they do a lot of great work just like all over the city and raising money and funds for other people. And they have silent auctions. So always keep an eye out for those. And I usually donate to them. So if you ever get a basket that has a free session in it, that's probably, it's probably from me. They do have a physical location now, I believe, over on Eastern Ave, but they're always looking for donations. So you can, if you're ever thinking about making a donation, whether that's blankets or food, or even like drop off and pickups and things like that, like they're usually there. And I have also seen them at places like Tivoli Village for their farmers markets. So you can find them all over, and they have Instagram, Facebook, and a website under Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. So if you're considering adoption, check them out.
And up next, I wanted to talk about the wonderful best shelter in town, NSPCA, or Nevada SPCA, because they are not part of SPCA. They just happen to have the same name.
Okay. I've never been there before.
Yeah. So Nevada SPCA, they are located very close to the new Allegiant Stadium. Thank you. I was like, is it Allegiant? Allegiant. There we go.
Another outtake. Allegiant.
The Nevada SPCA is located near the Allegiant Stadium. And they just did this huge facility. It's beautiful. Thank you to all the donors who helped make that happen. I was lucky enough to get a tour and get behind the scenes, see how they actually process everything. And it's just what they're doing there. It's just so amazing. And kudos to them for all of their hard work and to all the volunteers who volunteer there. And that's something that's very special about the Nevada SPCA is they're not only a no-kill shelter, so they don't kill animals like another shelter we all know and are not too fond of right now, but they do have celebrity ambassadors, which is kind of unique. So they have different celebrities that back them up and support them at certain events and just help promote them. You can, of course, adopt dogs, cats, rabbits, and guinea pigs. You can foster, and there's different kinds of fostering. You can do foster field trips, you can do foster sleepovers, and you can even do like a whole foster weekend celebration for a dog, which is kind of unique because it's not just keeping the dog in your house. You're actually taking it out and making it know that it's not just alone in a shelter. And the volunteers, they do dog walks, they do events, but my favorite part is they have a Loads of Love program where you can take their laundry, bring it home, wash it for them, and then bring it back.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. And it's just a great way to help them, like, you know, because they have so much laundry to do. So it's a good way to pay it forward. And it's something so simple to do. Just go up, there, pick up laundry and bring it back.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that you can volunteer to help without spending hours of your time or spending money. There's a lot of options out there, but that's a unique one. I haven't heard of that. That's cool. Yeah. And you say that they just have a new facility, the one that's by Allegiant, or?
Yeah, they have a new facility. I believe it opened right after the pandemic because during the pandemic is when they were having issues with the other ones. So they moved over to this new one, and the landlord has been wonderful to them. And they have like meeting rooms too, so you can meet the animal. They've got like a whole veterinary section. They've got a whole surrender section. They've got a section for cats, a section for guinea pigs, and a section for rabbits.
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to make a trip out there and pay them a visit. I'm in the process of trying to find a shelter that wants to collaborate on a, you know, discount for photos if you adopt a dog. So maybe they would be interested, but I will make my way over there soon.
And then last but not least, they do have an assistance program. So if you need help with microchips, if you are short on food, they have a pet pantry, and they do have medical and senior assistance too.
Wow. That's awesome.
And I should say the seniors for the dog, not the elderly. It's called the gray muzzle program. So if you have a senior dog in need of help, they are part of the Gray Muzzle Foundation.
Oh, I love that. All right. Well, that's a lot of information. That's great. So all things I did not know about. Up next, we have Hearts Alive Village. They have been around for a little while, and recently they partnered with PetSmart to have a full-time adoption center, at least the one in Henderson. I think there's a few other locations throughout, but definitely the Henderson one is full-time, so you don't have to wait like just for the weekend for an adoption event. You can go anytime and check out the dogs. And they are also always looking for volunteers to help walk the dogs in the mornings while they feed and clean their cages. I've done it before, and there's a huge strip mall plaza there and in the shade that you can walk them. And you can pick your own dog and just hang out with them for a little while. You don't even have to walk the whole time. I hung out on a bench and cuddled for 30 minutes with the little guy. So they're doing big things over there. And if anyone's interested, check out their website. And they are also down for, aside from volunteers for the walks in the morning, they take them in the afternoons for feeding time as well while they're cleaning out the cages. And they still have the cats out there too at PetSmart, but this is like a whole separate facility that I feel like it took over like the Banfield like vet clinic area, and now it's just it's all dogs that are adoptable. So if you're considering, check them out.
Up next is one of my favorite rescues in town. They're so sweet, so good, so loving. It's the Churchill Foundation, and they're actually celebrating 10 years.
Oh, wow.
As a rescue. This September is their 10-year anniversary. Shout out to Laura for all of your hard work. They offer adoptions, fostering, and of course, volunteering. But most specifically is they have 4 different programs that I haven't seen anywhere else. They have a behavioral program. So before they can determine if a dog needs to be euthanized or if they can cure the bad behavior per se. Which is very special because I'd rather see a dog be happy than have to leave the earth due to behavior issues. They also handle major medical issues. They handle seniors, of course, and pet loss support. So if you lost your pet and can't afford cremation, they have a program to help you afford that cremation, which is very special.
That's great. All right. And then my last one that I'm going to talk about is Animal Help Alliance. They take in a lot of tough cases with dogs with medical issues or abused dogs. They're mostly pit and bully mixes, but they'll take in pretty much any dog. But they do a whole lot for the animals there, and they partner for events all over town, especially the bars, and to raise funds. And they also offer a free spay and neuter program and offer vaccines and microchips for families struggling to pay for vet care. And you'll see them at every time we've done, you know, some kind of event like Growloween, they're always there. And I see the posts that they make all the time of trying to raise funds for dogs that need some serious surgeries. And like I said, the volunteers that volunteer for them, they do a whole lot with those dogs that they take in. So yeah, if you're considering donating somewhere, check out Animal Help Alliance because they do a whole lot for the animals in the Vegas Valley.
And you can also visit House of Paws Las Vegas. It's a pet store on Lake Mead and Buffalo. I hope those are the correct cross streets. Mm-hmm. That's where they do a lot of their events and fundraisers. Oh, and Megan is very supportive. Megan, she's also our board advisor at Mindful Dog Mom. She's very, very supportive of that local rescue. So just wanted to give a shout out to her and all her hard work to support them. And then we have a bonus. This is not a rescue. It is not a shelter, but I had to mention them. They are one of the best nonprofits in town is Barks Parks Foundation. They are part of, you guessed it, Barks Parks Indoor Park. They do fundraisers and just lots of fundraisers, you could say. Some of their partners are the Retriever Rescue of Las Vegas. They work with street dogs. They work with Daisy Doodle Rescue. And, of course, NSPCA and the Henderson Animal Shelter. They will do, like, little meals, like pop-up meals for, like, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And those proceeds help go to the Barks Park Foundation, and you can volunteer. Like, they just recently had a bake sale for Retriever Rescue at one of their little yappy hours that they do every weekend. And it's just Jen and Troy, you guys have such a good heart, and I appreciate all that you do for the community.
So those events, like the bake sales that they hold, would someone who's not a member be able to show up just to purchase something at the bake sale that goes towards that, even if they're not bringing a dog in for daycare or for happy hour? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it was cute because at their last bake sale, because the Barbie movie just came out, somebody did like Barbie treats. And I was like, oh, I actually want those, but I can't go down there right now. So,
oh my goodness. I've seen so many Barbie related like items that have come out, like hot pink, like ketchup and hot sauces and places doing all kinds of stuff. I still have to see that movie, but I heard it's fantastic. So I will check it out soon. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I also didn't know that they did all of that over at Barks Park. So just goes to show. And we've only listed a handful of places.
they have a vending machine, too, where the funds go to the Barks Parks Foundation.
Oh, cute.
I forgot to mention that. It's like an animal claw or something like that.
That's cute. So, yeah, there's a lot of great rescues here to choose from when considering adoption, volunteering, or donating. And you can do that in so many different ways, whether that's walking dogs or doing laundry or providing rides or doing foster field trips for one night or for a weekend or just for the day. So there's things out there if you feel like you want to do more, you want to help the community or be a part of it, but maybe don't have the funds right now to adopt a dog. You can do so many other things. And if you have money laying around, you want to donate, any of these places are wonderful to donate to.
Yeah, and if you need help finding a dog to adopt, or you want to volunteer, you want to do any of these things for these nonprofits, you can always go to our dog lovers directory at petprosoflasvegas.com, because by the time this episode airs, there shouldn't be any rescue missing. Everybody's going to be listed. So
awesome. Yeah, I think that's a great place to start, and I hope some of these rescues see some more volunteers show up.
Yeah. Now it's time to open the treat bag.
Yes, what is in there?
So it is August, and that means it is Clear the Shelters month.
Yes. Clear the Shelters is happening at most places here in Las Vegas, but more specifically at the Henderson Animal Shelter. I can say it this time. And they are doing half off adoptions all month throughout the month of August. So that's 45 for dogs and maybe 35 for cats.
25? I see 45 for dogs, 40 for cats. $17.50 okay. For rabbits and $5 for guinea pigs.
Oh, so if you were considering budget in mind, or you just want a new friend like I did back in 2017, go to the Henderson Animal Shelter and get a dog or cat or guinea pig half off, because they always need the space. That's one thing that they don't have a whole lot of. And when people continue to dump their dogs there, they just keep getting more and more full. So help them out and go adopt for Clear the Shelters. All right. So with that said, we have to get out the poop bag and clean something up. So what do we got?
Oh, boy. So today in our Facebook group, if you didn't know, we have a Facebook group. You can go to Facebook, type in Dog Moms and Dads of Las Vegas, and you can join all 600 plus of us and chit chat about the podcast, ask questions, just network, make new friends. And today, someone sadly posted that they decided they no longer wanted to be a dog mom. Mm-hmm. They only wanted to be a human mom, and they wanted to rehome their 7-month-old puppy. So I wanted to just send out a friendly reminder during our Adopt Don't Shop episode. Please don't adopt a dog if you're not going to take care of it, because dogs are a lifetime commitment. And it's just such a bummer to see that you rather put your, I mean, of course you have to put your human kids first, but at the same time, why did you adopt the dog if you're only going to care about your human kids, you know?
Did she list a reason, like why this is going on, or why she can't board or choose another option temporarily? Or is she even like considering any other options?
All she said was she has 2 kids, she's got a 3rd one on the way, and she doesn't want a dog anymore.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that before. So. Oh, I have kids coming. Get rid of all the animals. Like,
and
okay.
It's 7 months old. She loves it because it's so cute, because it's a puppy, but she doesn't want to mentally handle 3 kids and a puppy at the same time. So just
I
a friendly
either,
reminder
so.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah, just get rid of the kids and keep the dog.
Right?
Well, that's too bad. My only positive out of that is saying good on you for not just taking them straight to a shelter, because yes, they may get adopted quickly, but some don't. Some shut down when they're in the shelter, and it's not a great experience for them. So if they've only lived in a home and then you bring them back like to a shelter, even if it's temporary, like it's just not great. So, and by volunteering at shelters, they tell me, don't bring your dog there if you really don't have to. It's like a last-ditch effort. So please do find a home for your dog, whoever that was. And consider being a responsible pet owner as well.
Yes.
All right. And what events do we have coming up?
So we are doing our last summer yappy hour at Horse Trailer Hideout on National Dog Day. So yes. Saturday, August 26th from 5 to 7 is when we do our yappy hour. And you can order up a Desert Dog Margarita. You can get a Scooby Snack Shot. And, of course, the Barkery treats are available on site. She's got, like, little wine cups. And last time I got a donut, which was super cute. The dogs loved it when I got home. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be posting more about future meetups and hangouts. We've got some fun places in mind for the fall. But come join us for our last summer event out at Horse Trailer Hideout. It'll be a good time. Check the show notes for all the info that we talked about today with our rescues. We'll be listing all of them and where you can find them. And thank you for listening. Have a great week. And remember,
tell your dog we said hi. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Vegas Dog Moms Podcast.
If you liked the episode, please leave us a review and be sure to tell all of your pet parent friends about us.
This is a Mindful Dog Mom production produced with Pet Projects by Jess. The content of the show is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional medical care and advice. Please consult with your veterinarian before making any changes to your pet's health based on the topics we discussed today.
Did you know you can leave us a voice message with questions and support us on Spotify? If you want to inquire about being a guest or ask a question, please email hello@vegasdogmoms.com.
Follow our adventures on Instagram and TikTok by using @VegasDogMoms plus @PetProjectByJess. And you can always visit our website for more details about our show.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.